This is Sean with Voices of White River Yacht Club. I'm here with Tim Hall. And where are we, Tim?
We're at the third gravel pit, and we're on the sandbar island, which we call Hokahei Island.
Okay. So what year were you born, and where were you born?
I was born in Marion County, Indianapolis, 1959.
And what are your parents' names?
Jim and Pat Hall.
So what was kind of the industry or the background of what they did for the community as far as companies or involvement?
My grandfather started a water conditioning company, and my dad took it over when he was younger, and now my brother runs it. So it's third generation. We're the oldest merchant in Broad Ripple, Elgin Water Care. It's over 80 years old.
That's great. And what, you're supplying salt and also the machines themselves for the salt?
Water purification, reverse osmosis, commercial and restaurants and residential salt delivery and service.
All right. So where'd you go to grade school and high school?
John Strange School on 62nd Street, Eastwood Junior High also on 62nd Street, just a little bit east of there, and then North Central High School.
And what were your areas of interest and things you got involved with in high school?
I was in intramural sports, and I played football at North Central.
What position?
Offensive tackle.
And then did you go on with that throughout your college years?
Yes, I walked on at Purdue. I tried to walk on at IU because that's where my dad went, and Lee Corso wasn't taking walk-ons then, and it was a stroke of good luck. My brother had gone up there, and I had a great time at the Sigma Chi house with a sorority, and decided I wanted to try to walk on at Purdue, which I did. And it was a brand new coaching staff, so they were looking for people to play, and turned out very well because we went to 3 bowl games and won all 3.
You won 3 bowl games. Well, you've been my cousin my entire life, and I never knew you won 3 bowl games.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
So what was that, playing in a bowl game? Let's talk about that for a second.
The Peach Bowl in 78, the Blue Bonnet Bowl in Houston in 79, which is probably the coolest, I would say. And that was in the Houston Astrodome before they tore it down. And then Memphis in 1980, that was the Liberty Bowl.
And so what's one of your favorite moments of you being on the field that just always kind of ring out that you made it happen?
Oh, well, I backed up all Big Ten guards my sophomore and junior year, and I finally started my senior year. So starting against Notre Dame, that first game of the season, my senior year was probably on national TV, was a big deal. And then playing in the Blue Bonnet Bowl was pretty special. We all got Justin boots when we arrived. We all got Stetson hats, which I still have. And we have feather bands that went on the hat. They were called barber bands from the Houston Oiler tight end who made these feathered bands for the hats. But the perks of the Blue Bonnet Bowl were probably the best. But we got watches and rings on all those bowl games and shag bags and stuff.
Do you have a shrine at your home?
No. Not quite.
Okay. Now, your family, you're married and you have children, is that right?
Yep. Two children, Nicholas and Madeline. So they're 10 years apart. And Madeline's a senior at Purdue, and Nicholas works for the Westin downtown.
And what's your wife's name?
Molly.
Molly. Now, what'd you study at Purdue? What'd you study?
I was in industrial supervision.
Which basically ends up going into commercial real estate?
No, it basically goes into, like, industrial management.
Okay.
So when I graduated in 1980, there was a recession. And so I got into a neighbor of ours owned Graham Electronics. So he put me to work in purchasing, and I was selling Apple IIe's right when the Apple computers came out, and it was the Apple IIs and the Apple IIIs, and then they repaired electronic equipment. We sold electronic components that go on circuit boards, so a little bit of everything. Then I got into a Purdue alum and I was a manufacturer's rep on electronic components. And then in 1985, I got an opportunity to get on board with Duke Realty, who was developing Keystone the Crossing and putting up, at that particular time, putting up like 3 high-rise office buildings, and they were looking for leasing people. So I got into commercial real estate that way.
And you've been in that since?
Yes.
And now you're with?
I'm retired. Do some development with some other partners of mine. So we develop retail, medical type properties in neighborhoods.
Okay. So now that you're retired, what types of things do you do to enjoy yourself?
I'm out here in the boat a lot, and I'm on the golf course a lot at Meridian Hills. So, and then still, it's not, there's some work to do. I'm renewing tenants that we have in our buildings and part-time, but I'm not having to be in an office every day.
Okay. And we're going to get into the White River Yacht Club, but what was the first transition for you to be connected with the club?
Taking my boat out of my Bridalville house and skiing on the river and noticing the yacht club, and that was an opportunity to buy gas and get food and drinks, and it looked like a place that was, it was the only place on the river, and I said I wanted to be a part of that. So I think I joined the yacht club in 1986 and built the house in 87, and so I'm over a 30-year-old member here, maybe close to 35 years, and yeah, there's a lot of time spent here.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to close this one out. We're going to get in more stuff about the club and also about the river.